Chapter 2, The Story of Jihad. Before September 11, 2001, the average American knew little about Islam or Muslims. Geography is destiny, and America is a continent-sized nation with friendly neighbors to the north and south and isolating oceans to the east and west, keeping our interaction with Islam to a minimum. But 15 years after 9/11, most Americans' understanding of Islam has scarcely improved. That ignorance is both surprising and dangerous. So, what is Islam? And where does jihad fit into this religion of more than a billion adherents? The story of this faith begins in the 7th century when a man called Muhammad is said to have received the revelation of Allah from the angel Gabriel in a cave somewhere outside the city of Mecca on the Arabian Peninsula. A crossroads of caravan traffic, the bustling city of Mecca was a center of religious activity for pilgrims of many faiths, including Jews, pagan tribes, and local animists, who worshipped nature and inanimate objects. But the man Muhammad, circa AD 570 to 632, was to bring them a different message. According to the story of the founding of Islam, Muhammad was chosen to bring the people of the world back to the one true faith. There had only ever been one God, and his name was Allah. The Jews of the Old Testament had worshipped Allah and honored the prophets Abraham and Moses as the prophets of Allah. But the Jews had not been faithful, failing to submit themselves to the will of Allah. The word Islam, in fact, means submission. Mainstream Islam asserts that the Jews had distorted the revelations given to the great prophets by Allah, and so Allah sent another mighty prophet called Jesus to correct the mistakes of the Jews. Islam recognizes Jesus as a great prophet but denies his divinity, regarding the notion of the Trinity as utterly blasphemous. Jesus' mission was to bring the people back to Allah, and here there was a problem. If Jesus was merely a man, then Islam must propound an alternative to the Christian narrative of his death and resurrection, because human beings don't come back from the dead. In fact, Islam is adamant that Jesus did not die on Good Friday. Instead, a man who looked exactly like him was executed in his stead, and on the third day a group of his disciples rolled away the stone from his tomb and stole the body of Jesus' doppelganger.